Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. You are so good, Jesus. Lord, we come before you with all sincerity. Lord, we don't just want to be spectators, but we want to be participators in the building of your kingdom. So if you can use anything, Lord, anything, Lord, I want you to know you can use me. Oh, I need somebody up in here to help me sing. Come on, sing.
Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Jesus the Only Way Radio Blog. My name is Faith Dean, and I am your host. I really love that song because being in the hands of God and pleasing Him, He is our vessel, and we want to do our best and let God use us in a mighty way. And I just thank Him. So let's give God some praise.
Bless your holy name, oh God.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We were going to have Sister Gemma Williams on from the Virgin Islands, and I have not heard from her, so we're just going to put her liquor up in prayer for whatever reason. She's not here. The communication was good from last night that she will be on, and she told me what her topic will be. And so right now, Sister Beverly, would you like to open us up in prayer? And keep Gemma in prayer as well.
Yes. Dear Father God, we do come once again before your precious throne of grace. And as always, we thank you for blessing us with another day. We thank you once again for this opportunity that you make available, that people might come across the airwaves like this and say things that you have placed on their hearts. We pray this afternoon, Father God, that your will shall be done in whatever goes on in this presentation. We pray for Sister Gemma, who was scheduled to be on, and for some reason right now, Father God, connection has yet to be made. But you knew this before the foundation, Father God, that we would have a day like this. And so I pray that you would take this day and just make it and use it to your glory like you have done other days when people have been scheduled and for some reason have been unable to be on this show. We just pray that whatever it is that you want for someone to hear this day, that you would speak it into the heart of Sister Faith, speak it into the heart of Deacon Chapman, Father God. Speak it into my heart if there be something that you would have me to say. But I just pray that everything that's done from this point out is done according to your Holy Spirit. It is led by your Holy Spirit. But when it's led by your Holy Spirit, it will do everything that you intend it to do. So I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Beverly. I have not heard from Gemma as at this time. So, Deacon Chapman, I believe you have something that you would like to share.
Well, you know, you were asking me that. I come up with something. So I'd like to do something, but I'm going to read to you guys something that I wrote up concerning faith that I used in my class Sunday. And it's Ephesians, well, we all know Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith, but that not of itself is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man boast. And backing up to Romans 4:16, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end of the promise, might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that which is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Because, you know, the Bible tells us that through faith we are the seed of Abraham, and that faith really is through Christ and his finished work on the cross. And we believe in that. But first, giving honor to God and his precious Son, dwelling Holy Spirit, to each and one that's listening today, we thank you, God, that there's a gathering here, Father. We thank you for your power, and we thank you for your presence, Father. And, Father, still requesting, Father, many things, we just want to say thanks to you, Father. Thanks to this day. Thank you for those that have the health. Thank you for those that have a wealth of faith, Father, and have a faith in you. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon Chapman.
And faith, okay. If you want a strong faith, a faith that conquers all the overwhelming problems and frills of life, you must know God. Know him well. You must consistently study and obey God. Holy words to learn more and more about him. When you obey him and live responsibly day by day, you will learn to depend upon God more and more. Your faith in God will grow enormously. Now, to be holy means to be righteous, pure, and godly. Be separate and set apart to God. To be different from all other beings and things, you are to be entirely different from all who live selfish, immoral, and lawless lives. There are two reasons for this. God is holy. He is a totally different and set apart from all else. God is the very embodiment of holiness, of absolute perfection and glory, of absolute righteousness, of absolute dominion and power. God has called believers to be holy in all of life. God's purpose in saving us is to have a people be like him and who will live with him internally. God does not want you to be corrupt by the world, nor to die with the world. You escape the corruption and death of the world by trusting Christ. Reference 2 Peter 1 and 4, Hebrews 2, 4, verse 14 and 15. When you trust Christ, God accepts you as righteousness, holy before him. God's purpose is for you to be separate from all the sinful behavior in the world and to be totally committed to him. Therefore, once you accept Christ, pursue a life of holiness, seek to be like God while on this earth. And if you do, then God gives you the most glorious hope, the hope of eternal salvation. We are to pursue a holy life. Without holiness, you will never see God. Because John 14 and 6 say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father but by me. And some scriptures say, through me. And as a believer, we are to be different from the unbelievers of the world. You're to be holy. You're to be separate from the world and cleanse yourself from everything that could defile you bodily or, the spirit, or your spirit. 2 Corinthians 6, 17 and 18, 1 John verses 2, 15 through 16. And if God has not raised, had not risen Christ from the dead, we would not have a mediator in heaven for us and an advocate witnessing for us 24/7. And we all know the scriptures in the seventh chapter of Acts, when Stephen, which was full of the Holy Ghost, looked up as they were stoning him, and he said he seen Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. And the Bible teaches us that he was sitting. But you know, when someone stands, they stand in an honor of an individual. And I believe that Jesus was honoring the first martyr for the Christian church and welcoming him into heaven, because I think him being full of the Holy Ghost, God empowered him, that he saw beyond his death, and he saw Christ standing at the right hand of the Father. And if God had, and like I said, if God had not risen Christ from the grave, we would not have a mediator in heaven for us. When God really opens your heart, the skeleton will all come out. And we know the 16th chapter of Acts when God opens Lydia's heart when Paul was teaching, and she didn't have a full understanding of what he was talking about, grace, but she had a hunger for it. And by you being hunger for the word, God will open up your heart. And I think we need more Lydias in the body of Christ these days. And you're only saved when you look upon Jesus, not to on other Christians. You have to give your heart to Jesus. And if you're not sure you're saved, now is the time to invite Jesus into your life. Don't let the ways of the world keep you out of heaven. Because Jesus came, we can have peace with God, filled with all joy, abound in hope, be justified freely, be alive unto God, have the spirit of wisdom, be under grace, knowing the hope of his calling, be conformed to his image, be a child of God, be his heir, have victory, know the riches of the glory of his inheritance. Because Jesus came, we have so many reasons to joy. And another phase of that is prayer. Prayer is the most powerful force in the universe. We have in heaven a resurrected man named Jesus who went in a body, ascended in a bodily form, who is our intercessor. The same Jesus who was born of a virgin walked and taught the word of God for the Father, crucified, died, buried, and by the power of the Father raised him from the dead. And this same Jesus ascended into heaven until he is given permission to appear in the clouds to draw the true church of the body of believers to go up with him. God's gift of grace gives to us its power that we can overcome any and all things. If you truly believe by faith, you are saved. If we are believers, we are now in unity with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ dwelling in you. In other words, you need to get rid of the things that earthly drain you and set yourself to a heavenly floor. Because his words, we're his people. By his words, we're his people. And we're operating in his time zone. Preaching the word of God is a holy divine calling when people assemble together to hear someone preach the word of God. That is a divine appointment. God has placed the people in that place as he appoints, according to his appointed time, to hear his word from the preacher. Preachers that are called to preach search for what God wants them to say to his people from his word. A God-sent preacher will ask God, what word do you want me to speak to transform your people into the image of your son, Jesus Christ? Now, how can a pastor illuminate vast truth of the word in God? Pray and prepare him stuff. Study and pray. And then preach. And you can't build a spirit-filled, faithful church on bitterness. And the greatest joy should be to equip and to encourage people to respond to God's calling for their lives. God has no equal. He has not seen his equal. God is true to his nature. He is righteous. What quality do we look for in a spiritual leader? A lot of gifted men are overlooked or ignored in the church that are gifted by the Holy Spirit. Many churches have men in leadership and don't have the gift of the Holy Spirit. elders are spiritual leaders, or a gift to the body of Christ. The devoted men in Crete, ordained and appointed by Titus through the instruction of Paul to this position, were gifted, devoted men. And Moses gave us not what Satan looked like, but who he is, the father of lies. So change from the church house to the body of being in the temple of God. You are now filled with the Holy Spirit. You no longer belong to yourself. So in other words, do you sometimes do what 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, do you sometimes sit and be quiet and check yourself? Are you still in the faith? Are you still following the teachings and the word of Jesus given to him by his Father God, and also the principles that the Holy Spirit and the descended Christ gave to Paul for the foundation and the building up of his body, the gospel of faith, the gospel of the good news, and the gospel that will get you into heaven if you perform in your lives faithfully, godly, and spiritually the things that the Bible teaches you, because there are many great books that are written about Scripture, but the greatest book that we should all have in our household, our possession, is the Bible, the Word of God. He is the author, Jesus is the builder, and the Holy Spirit is the guide. And these things were inspired by God to give us a way to navigate through this wicked and troublesome world that we can overcome through and have joy in our trials and our tribulations, that we may someday be in his presence. Amen.
Amen. Deacon Chapman, would you like
anything?
No, not Deacon Chapman, I'm sorry. Sister Beverly, do you have anything you would like to share?
Well, I mean, I was listening to everything that Deacon Chapman was talking about. I mean, he touched on a lot of different things there. And I guess one of the things that sort of stuck when he was mentioning about spiritual leaders, and when he mentioned about spiritual leaders, because they are to be guided by God's Holy Spirit, of course, as they come forth with the word, and they are to be sure within their hearts that God has really called them to that calling. But when he said spiritual leaders, what jumped in my spirit was a passage of scripture where it speaks about we, the believers, being able to worship God in spirit and in truth. And we know that according to scripture, God is a spirit being. He showed himself in flesh as Jesus Christ, but he is, in essence, our spiritual leader. And, you know, when you think about a good spiritual leader, it's always got to come back to Jesus, who is God, the ultimate in a spiritual leader, his qualities and all of that. And so people have to be into the Word of God to know what God is saying in order to be that person that God is calling them to be, and still talking in the lines of a leader. They have to be filled up with that Word of God and filled up with God's Holy Spirit in order to bring forth that word. So that's just sort of what one of the things that I, you know, sort of caught on to as he was speaking and was holding on to. And then another thing in the presentation, as he started off with that passage of scripture, for it is by grace through faith that we come to be saved. God is so awesome because he really provides everything that a person could need in order to be saved, because it is his grace that he does extend out to people. And scripture tells us that in regards to any faith that we could have to believe, that faith is coming from God, because God says that he gives to each one of us the measure of faith. So God gives a person everything that they need in order to want to serve him, in order to want to praise him and worship him. And it's just such a dynamic thing the way God made us, because even though God gives us all of that, he still extends out the ability for us to have free will. You know, we got a part in it too, but he gives all the ingredients that a person would need to be saved. And he tells us that even on the basis of the things that he's created, those things that are seen and unseen, speaking to the fact that there is a God to give praise to. His word tells us that he, you know, like, as I said, he put it down inside of people to know that there is a God, that there is someone to give praise to. And his word tells us that nobody will be able to stand before him on judgment day and say, well, I didn't know that. No, God says on the basis of the things that he's created, seen and unseen, those things that we can see, we can hear, we can taste, we can smell, we can feel, that's all around us, speaking to the fact that there is a God to give praise and worship to. So as I close with what I'm saying here today, I pray that if anybody is listening at any time to this message and you don't know the Lord, I implore you that as people present to you about this great God, as the Holy Spirit might even touch at your own heart, that you don't let that time go by without accepting Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior. You know, once you die, that's it. The decision for heaven or hell is made while we are still alive, walking in these bodies of ours. And so I encourage anyone who do not know the Lord, don't let this time in life pass you by. Make that decision, because there will be a choice. There will be places to go after this life, and it'll either be in the presence of the Lord or we'll be in that lake of fire and brimstone. So that's all that I have to say here today. Praise God.
Amen. Amen, Sister Beverly. I wanted to go in to Luke 19, and I want to read. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacharias, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. My reason why I use that scripture is because his faith. He climbed up a sycamore tree by his faith to see Jesus. He was not a part of the crowd. He went way and beyond so that he could see Jesus through the crowd. And so when I think of who we are, we have to be way and beyond. We have to focus on things that matter. Constantly model his behavior in spirit. And we cannot, like, be handpicked the word of God. It's got to shape our lives. And so we have to honor it with our lives. We have to honor it with our lives, because people are watching us. And when I think about the Holy Spirit, the other day, I was making some coffee, and you know how you have a brand new creamer, and then you have a little tag around there, but you can't really open it until you get that tag off. Well, I got this big knife, and I was gonna cut that tag off with the knife. But there was a voice that told me, "Don't use that knife. Don't cut that knife. Don't use it." And I didn't listen to that voice because I wanted to get that creamer off. I'm like, okay, I can do this. I'm not going to hurt myself. But again, I used the knife and it cut me. But the point is I'm making is that spirit that God loves us, and no matter where we at, our spirit is with us. And God is always speaking to us, and he's always telling us what to do, but we got to listen to him the first time. And so that was my fault that I got cut, because I didn't listen to that voice. And it also reminds me that God is with us at all times. And so I just wanted to share that with, you know, what I thought about what Deacon Chapman is saying, and just added a little bit to it. And that's all I wanted to say. Does anybody else have anything else they wanted to share?
Well, I could comment on something about the church and the works. We know in Revelation, the word gives us about the seven churches, which was in Asia Minor, which is called Turkey now, but they're not existing anymore. But under Revelation 2:13, he said, we're talking to the church at Pergamum, I know thy works where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. So just think about that. I know thy works where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, has not denied my faith, even in the days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwells. See, so what I'm saying is that we have a lot of demonic and evil spirit people that are in the modern day churches today. And he said, I have a few things against thee, because thou has there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling stone before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. And we have a lot of what we call modern day apostles, prophets and prophetesses, and females that are apostles, you know, and they are highlighting and elevating themselves by taking certain scriptures out there and promoting them to the point where people who are itchy in the ear will get a transformation in their mind that this is what the Word of God is really saying without studying themselves. And then in the 16th verse of that same chapter, he said, repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. And what's the sword of your mouth? The Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the 19th verse, it says, I know thy works and charities and service and faith and patience, thy works, and it lasts to be more than the first. It's like when Sister Bella was talking about the measure of faith. Now, can we measure our faith by the works we do, or do we measure our faith by the Word of God? Any comment?
It's got to be by the Word of God. It can't be by what we do, because what we do should be what God wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Well, see, we got navigators in our cars. We got navigators on our cell phones and tablets. But this Bible, Genesis through Revelation, that is our navigator for life, how to live.
Amen.
How to really live. Now, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. We're not perfect. We do stumble. We do have to repent, ask for forgiveness of things we say and do and things like that. But this is the love of God. He is a God that will forgiving God. But we have to, when we do sin, we have to acknowledge it, repent of it, and ask him for his forgiveness. And he starts us afresh each and every time we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
In the 24th verse of that same chapter, he said, I gave her space to repent for her. She repented not. So, see, some people don't really repent constantly. Oh, Lord. Now, hold. Go ahead and make some comments. I got to see what my daughter wants. Just a minute. Oh, Lord.
Sister Beverly, you were saying something?
No, actually, no. I did not.
Okay.
I'm back.
All right, with that, okay, with that, since there's no more comments or questions, Sister Beverly, would you like to close in prayer?
Yes, I sure will. Dear Father, again, to the close of another gathering, and we thank you for the word that you had for Deacon Chapman to give to us today. And we just want to just take that and just feed on it, and we just pray that others will be blessed by what he had to share here today, that others might be blessed by comments that were made here today. And so now as we begin to depart from one another, we're never departed from you. So we thank you that you are this great and awesome God, that you are omnipotent, omniscient, and that you are ever-present. We thank you for the great love that you have for each and every one of us. We thank you that it is always your desire that every person that is not walking in your way would want to change and walk in your way. And so we just thank you that you are just such a loving and such a caring God. We thank you for giving us life. We thank you for everything that you supply us with in this life. And we just thank you for the promises that you have for us beyond this life. So we just thank you because there is absolutely no one like you, Father God. You are self-existent. You are self-sufficient. And so we just bless your holy name as we close in prayer here today, thanking you for this blessed opportunity. And these things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Beverly. And with that, we're going to close out. We thank you for all the comments. We thank you, Deacon Chapman, for what you spoke on, and also Sister Beverly for opening and closing in prayer and your comments. And we tune in for next week. I don't know who's going to be on, but hopefully we'll all be together again. And with that,
Amen.
God bless you guys all. Have a wonderful evening.
Amen.
Peace and blessings.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Amen. Good night.
Just want to be spectators, but we want to be participators in the building of your kingdom.